Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. Is it really you, or are you an artificial intelligence that I'm talking to?
I wish I was AI. I wish sometimes. There are
You're
times.
You're far, far better than anything artificial.
It be me. It just me. Yep. You got me and Lulu. That's it. That's as far as we go.
Right. Well, you know.
And how are you today?
I'm actually great. Do you mind if I give a quick update to the cemetery that I bought? Just a quickie. It won't be long. It's just a quickie.
It's a small cemetery.
It's a small cemetery. So the descendants of these folks have reached out to me. Mm-hmm. Weird, too, because it was on Instagram. And it's like, how'd they know so fast? Like, there was somehow they knew I bought it. And then they found me on Instagram and have been checking me out.
Maybe they listened to the show.
Or there's that. So
in that case, hey,
how y'all doing? Ortegas and Archuletas. So anyway, lovely people. They have tons of memories of the house. It's oh. Actually really sweet. Yeah. Oh. Weston is one of the, I think he's a great grandson around there, great grandnephew, something in there. Lovely guy. In fact, I want to have lunch with him. And then his aunt also reached out, and his aunt has a lot more information.
This is great.
Right? She actually came back and said to me that she thinks that those headstones were done originally for like a different, like a cemetery plot, but they were the wrong dimensions or something. And so they just kept them at the house. I don't know where.
Oh, so it's not where they're buried.
That's what she said. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But again, nobody would be surprised if there's more bodies there. And then Michael, our contractor, he spoke to the woman across the little gravel street because there's more gravel roads than paved roads here. I still think they need to wipe the new off of this state because it's Mexico on, and I love it. I'm here for it all.
I'm telling you, I just came from Mexico. Amazing resort off of dirt road.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's New Mexico too, or Mexico.
The extended Mexico.
The extended, right? Well, it did belong to Mexico at one point. But anyway, so sure. The neighbor Mary said to Michael that she actually believes that our house was built in either the late 1700s or early 1800s. Cool, huh? Wow. Thing is, the city doesn't have a record. They actually didn't know when our house was built. We're going to end up hiring a historian to go look at like the governor's palace, whatever, where the photograph things are.
Photographic records.
Yeah, because there's this street specifically was so famous because of it was the Santa Fe Trail. Right.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
there's got to be lots of photographs of something just to see if maybe when it showed up. But anyway, so it's quite a journey and it's been actually really fun.
I love that.
And people I've talked to, they're like, wait, you have ghosts? And I said, listen, I'm far more afraid of AI than I am ghosts. So it's like, you bring all the ghosts along, it's good. I know what to do with them. AI is a whole other enchilada, which
is how we got to today's topic.
Did you like that connection?
Really nice segue.
Right? Smooth.
I like it.
Thank you.
Well done. Well played.
Thanks. So do you mind if I start?
Yeah, this is you. This is your lane.
It is my lane, but I do.
And it's going to affect us all. So peeps, correct. Pay attention.
Right. Because it is part of, Earth School is hard. Right. So this is something else that's being introduced to us very quickly and in a massive way that I think we need a little bit more understanding. And one caution I have for everyone is do not hang on headlines. Headlines are all bait. They want you to click so they get paid. So just everybody know, do not live your life on headlines. So we're going to go a little bit deeper, but I'm going to give you a little bit of history of my experience with AI. So I've actually had three work experiences with AI, and the first one was at Fox. And the AI that we used, and by the way, I just got to step back a second. We were using AI to make the humans smarter. We weren't using AI to replace humans. In fact, that's all the AI I've been involved in was about finding things that we couldn't find, or putting pieces together that we couldn't see. That was the goal of AI. It wasn't to take anybody's job. It was actually to enhance it. It was to make business better, people better, right? At least that's what I thought at the time.
I think that's all it did at the time.
It did.
Right? Yeah.
It did. Yeah. It was, AI was used during COVID. So the scientists and the physicians could try to figure out, were there commonalities to those that were getting really, really sick from COVID versus those that weren't? And interestingly enough is because AI can read so quickly across the board, it can pull it and read it. What it came down to, I do weird shit when I can't sleep, I read. And I read stuff like this. But what it came back with was people with high glucose, so a lot of sugar in your blood, mm-hmm. was actually the one consistent thing that was across the board for people who were very ill with COVID.
Oh, interesting.
And it was AI that found it, and quickly. So I think there's some really great applications for it. It can also go awry, whether you've seen movies about it, but I'll tell you, when I was at Fox, what went
La
awry.
La Machina.
Yes. Look at you. Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, everybody.
I don't know where that came from.
Take a moment to just celebrate the cultural witchy poo.
Okay, wait, that's like at least 8 years old, but
but still.
Yeah, it's so real. Yeah. Thank you.
I had our head data scientist come to me one day and he goes, Julie, I think our AI is racist.
Wow.
And he was right, by the way. Because
how did he catch it?
He caught it because he knew enough about film, which is one of the things I loved about him. He knew enough about it and he started to see, he's also brilliant, right?
Like that
a
helps.
Lot of these guys, these are just brilliant humans. But he started seeing, and this was AI for video. Okay. Like I sent my whole team up to Nerdville for 3 months, which was Mountain View in California. It was the Google offices. We paid for courses for these guys to take video AI. And what he noticed is that if there were any dark colors, elements, like even the sky, something like that, it would say, this movie is for African Americans. We're like, what?
Whoa.
Exactly. It was racist. So he fixed it. But these are the things that you start to see, you know, that it's like, we are the ones that are the input for AI. We're the ones who are fueling it. And if anybody has gone on to ChatGPT, I will tell everybody it's fueled by the internet. Yeah. You can pause for fear and laughter because you know what is mostly out there is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So knowing that right now ChatGPT is fueled by the internet, that's feeding it. That is how it's basing everything. That's why really the only thing, truth be told, that ChatGPT, it's a weird name too. I always mix it up. Yeah. It's like chat, what is GPT? Ugh.
Don't know.
The reason that's good for a few things right now, college students are using it to write papers. I don't say that's good, but that's what it's being used for. You have some people writing like presentation decks and things like that from it.
Definitely. Right? My clients are using it. But can't you download things into it? So that's not like my presentation isn't on the internet until I download it.
Correct.
Right. And then, so does what I create become part of the public domain?
For ChatGPT? I don't know. I think it depends upon the degree that people use it.
Okay.
So the questions, I think, because the way people get the presentation, they ask it questions. Or it's like, I need to create a presentation that blah, 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 and it'll spit something out.
Okay.
So it does get smarter. That is absolutely true.
Okay.
Not smart like a human gets smart, but it starts to see what is accepted and rejected, makes it smarter, right? Okay. And so right now it's like people are using it for papers or they take part of it for papers, which by the way, if I were a parent paying $75,000 a year for a private school education, I'd be horrified that my child was doing shit like that. I would be horrified. Like, it's fine if it assists, right? Mm-hmm. Assisting is fine. I think assisting is actually good. But when it takes that whole process away, it's like, then what's the point of you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so I don't, obviously, from my questions, you can tell I don't use ChatGPT, but like I use Grammarly because I skip words when I'm typing or I move them to places they're not supposed to be.
Yes, you do.
Or I misspell things.
Or you ship things to yourself.
Or I FedEx things to myself.
Yes, you do.
You know, order is not that important to my brain, apparently. But so Grammarly is really helpful. And there's a lot of times I reject what it offers. I'm like, no, actually, I mean to do this. Like, this is how I want to say this. So
why don't we take a quick break? Because I want to come back and I'm going to read you what ChatGPT says about me.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't
feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Okay. I want to know, ChatGPT says about my elf.
Right.
What is it?
It doesn't say anything about an elf. But I will say,
stupid ChatGPT.
Right. The only reason that I even know about this, it's because my brother, who is highly intelligent tech guy, is the one who was messing around on ChatGPT. And he did a he asked the question, who is Julie Rieger? So I'm going to read you what it says. Julie Rieger is a former executive in the entertainment industry, known for her work in film distribution and marketing. By the way, no, I didn't do anything in film distribution, FYI. She has held leadership positions at major film studios. Not no one, it's just one. It's 20th Century Fox. And then it lists Fox, Searchlight, and 20th Century Studios. Untrue, by the way. No, I'm just, but I'm telling you what's untrue as we go along, right?
This is fantastic.
Rieger has been recognized for her innovative approaches to film marketing. That's true. And her contributions to successful film campaigns. True. She's also been an advocate for diversity and inclusion in the entertainment industry, promoting the representation of unrepresented, which I think is interesting, voices and perspectives in film and media. Very true. How it found that, I found very interesting, by the way. Mm-hmm. Rieger has spoken at industry conferences and events, sharing her insights and expertise on film distribution, not true, marketing and leadership, true. She is also the author of the book, The Ghost Photographer, a Hollywood executive's true story of discovering the real world of make-believe. That is what it says about who I am. Now, it was 90% right. Did it leave things out? Sure, it did. But if you're like, who is she? You're going to find out, like, what are the high notes? So it went in and it read what was on the internet and found probably, because the way a lot of it works is it finds what is written about you the most. Right? And I was written up a lot of industry publications, and I did a lot of speaking for like Google and Twitter and so on. And by the way, the new Twitter CEO is a good friend of mine. I really think she'll do great. Linda Yaccarino. this side note. So it was like, okay, that's fine. But the reality is, I can write a better bio and I'm human.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my point. It's like, you might get something like that. But if you are actually need to submit a bio for yourself for either a job, speaking, whatever it may
flat.
Be.
It's a little flat.
It's super flat.
Yeah. And inaccurate. Yeah.
And somewhat inaccurate because somebody be like, oh, you worked in film distribution? No, that is a completely different job at a studio than marketing. Completely different. Did you do work for Fox Searchlight? Actually, I didn't. Rob Wilkinson did, not me. And then what about 20 Studios? That's television. I had nothing to do with that. So it's like, it's false.
Yeah.
Anybody would read that in the industry be like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
interesting. Yeah.
But it also shows you that it's very young, right? Mm. It's kind of like having me cook a gourmet meal versus like a real chef. Mine's going to be beginner, mediocre at best, probably burn something and taste shitty. That's what ChatGPT is right now.
Have the same ingredients.
Have the same ingredients, but it tastes like shit. It doesn't even taste like chicken. It tastes like shit. So I just think it's important for folks to understand that right now, that's what it is. I don't want to tell anybody how to feel ever. Because I wanted to say, like, don't be afraid, but I think you should be afraid. I think you should be afraid because everybody in the world does not have good intentions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of evil, and this is a weapon that they can use. If you remember, you know, and why I worry about things that are fed by the internet is they also, because they have so many lies in it. And I'm going to pull something up. Y'all don't mind, give me a second here, because there's an article today. Do you have something you want to add to it, my witchy
food? Well, I can talk just a little bit here. So this is clearly not my wheelhouse, but I do feel like I want to educate myself. So my mom told me to watch the 60 Minutes special on AI, which was interesting to me. Also just the fact that they closed the episode with, this may be the new disclaimer that says this entire broadcast was created without the assistance of AI. And I thought that was interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, it was just, it just made you go, wow, you know, we're going to have to qualify things. So that was interesting. And then I actually went to look for that. And then the algorithm on YouTube sent me other videos that were really interesting by more technical people. And then eventually I found that the 60 Minute was one like 2 weeks later. But I think it's important that to understand that like your bio had glitches in it when they're testing things like medical diagnosis. And running studies through the AI, there are glitches that they're finding, and they're saying it did not get this right. You know, like it got it, you know, whatever, 3 out of 50 times or something. There, you know, but if you're that 6% or whatever, like that's a really big gap.
I'm gonna warn you though. What you're saying is so real because. Yeah. Two of the biggest enemies to democracy countries are China and Russia. It's just a fact. Like, China, you know, our whole fentanyl crisis, the fentanyl that is making its way to Mexico comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine if you really want to get this country, start putting in false medical information on the internet, and it will absolutely be terrible. Like the consequences of it, right?
Yep.
Like these are the things to think about.
It's big. It's really big. And to say nothing of, I mean, we hear about it all the time, you know, the deep fakes where people, where videos and audios are so expertly produced and people can't tell the difference. That's a huge problem.
Yeah. The deep fakes definitely are. Yeah. So here's.
And it's not just in politics, right? I mean, anytime you're misrepresented.
No, they had songs, right? They had, was it Ed Sheeran, maybe? And maybe somebody else. I don't remember who it was, but they like, you know, have Ed Sheeran write and sing a song kind of thing. Right. And it's like they can do that. So deepfakes are a real issue when it comes to intellectual property, and that's humans.
Yeah, and for artists, right? That's, I mean, exactly that's how they make their living. It's a huge problem.
Exactly right. So what's really interesting, it was an article that I found on the New York Times, and they were talking about really the mistakes, right? Like you were just saying. And there's one where they used ChatGPT, and then they used the MIT. Oh, they used recent research. Two versions of OpenAI's ChatGPT is what it is, two versions of it. And it asked about where the MIT professor Tomas Lozano Perez was born. One bot said Spain, the other bot said Cuba. You would think that's a fact, right? That it would say the right thing. Once the system told the bots to debate the answers, the one that said Spain quickly apologized and agreed with the bot that had the correct answer, Cuba.
See, this is how we know it's not human-based, because humans don't apologize.
Hell no, they don't. You're absolutely right.
Well, that's...
Isn't that crazy?
That's interesting.
They did... there was in Australia, a government official threatened to sue OpenAI after ChatGPT said he had been convicted of bribery, where in fact he was the whistleblower of a bribery case.
See,
right?
Garbage
in, garbage out.
Yeah, we got to really be mindful and go back and identify some of these gaps. It's super important.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And welcome back.
Thank you. That was my bot. Thank you.
It is pre-programmed, people.
It is an elf bot.
So, yeah, go ahead, my elf. Bring us home.
Well, the funny thing is that I will say, I can say it now because it's been years since we wanted to do it, but we had the beginnings of a chat bot of Deadpool. We were creating it, and it was going to be so much fun. I mean, it really was going to be amazing. But anyway, so I just think.
So wait a minute, didn't go through with it?
We didn't.
Okay. Do you know why? Do you remember why?
Yeah. I kind of remember why. No, actually, I fully don't.
Okay.
I think that there was. It's a little bit of what we call the juice worth the squeeze. It's like, is it worth doing this and it going wrong? And hurts the movie versus
that could go off the rails.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it could go off the rails.
That's why we did it.
Because it's a slight nuance of that character that makes it work. And if it goes full on over the cliff, it may not work. Yeah.
And we did some testing, but so weirdly, I've been involved with this stuff for a while. And I just, we don't have answers here. This is all so new.
Oh, gosh.
I just, you know, when we think, like how we either accept it or reject it, depends on who you are, and how we operate in the world with it and think about it, I think is where the Earth School lesson is.
Right.
And I think that I'd mentioned before about headlines. Be very careful with headlines, folks. And also be very careful if you want to go use it. But the headline part of it, you know, because another thing that has transformed a lot in the last decade has been monetizing media. You know,
right.
I think one of the greatest downfalls actually of our country was when news networks went to 24 hours. And that means they had to fill 24 hours.
Right.
Right. That's not good.
Well, I think between that and losing local newspapers, local reporters.
Completely agree with that.
Right.
So now it's a game. It's a game in the way people and organizations get paid. Unless it's a subscription basis, like the Washington Post, New York Times, The Guardian, those are things I actually pay for.
Right.
When they're so-called free, nothing's ever free, folks.
But they
are some of the best and scariest headline writers ever. And you know people that like to just scan.
Yeah.
And they take in that headline and then they talk about it. It's
and
a terrible game of telephone.
Yeah, the headline that was specifically designed by AI or some data wonk that knows what spikes your adrenaline, what changes your blood chemistry. They know this. So we have to pay attention. We have to stay awake. We have to not disengage because, you know, AI is not going away. We cannot put the genie back in the bottle. And, you know, we can't control it either. So this is, you know, we have to stay awake and get educated and try and stay, you know, just stay conscious when it comes to this.
And the way that I respond when people talk to me about AI, I always respond in a way that I think is responsible to humans, which is as long as we keep it where it is assisting humans and not taking it over. And because the assist can be life-saving, life-changing. It's the speed of light to try to figure out a new disease, how a cure for something. Like I think medicine, it could be amazing for medicine. But
or it could be wrong.
Or it could be wrong, of course, if it's using an open system. That's the other thing that's scary. So, you know, I just think it's always important to consider sources for anything.
Right.
You know, consider the source for your news. Consider the source for anything AI that you may read, right? Like that thing, the reason I wanted to read about myself is like, it wasn't correct. And I can tell wrong. You.
It wasn't wrong either.
Right? It wasn't fully wrong. It wasn't right. Also fully right.
Yeah.
That's yep. To me where it sits today.
Yeah. But just like you would consider your source for your crystals.
hands down.
Right? You consider your source for your media.
Yeah. And don't you remember back in the day, I remember my mother doing this, would only buy American cars. It was like the source was really important. It was more of a pride, patriotic kind of thing for her.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then like a year later, she bought a Toyota, but whatever, Margaret. and
but eventually those were made in the US too.
Correct. Right. And right. They lasted longer. And so that's why she bought it.
I grew up on Toyotas for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We had the Toyota. I called it the Corolla. I called it the Crayola. So we had the Toyota Crayola like for the longest time.
You have been a marketer forever.
Right, the Toyota Crayola. In fact, that's not a bad idea. They could like offer 64 colors.
If
like
only
all
did.
The Crayola colors. They should, I don't know why they haven't called me yet. But the thing is, I would love, because like one of the big fears that is going through Hollywood, especially, and now we're in a writer strike right now, right. Mm-hmm. Is will AI take over? Well, if the definition of who I am is any indication, no, not right now, it won't. And by the way, it's hard for humans to write humor. Good luck for a computer to write it. Funny is money, people, and it is tough. And so
the other thing I do get asked is, do you think AI will do tarot readings? I'm like, of course they will, right? Because you can program the meaning of the cards, but that doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't get the X factor in.
No, it does not get the X factor in. So am I against it? It doesn't matter if I am or not. I'm in the middle of it because I've used it.
Yeah.
I've used it when I was at Fox, and we used it because we wanted to understand our customers better. That's why we used it. We wanted to know what we were most like so we could find the right people who would enjoy the film and not waste company resources. Because the more money that we would blow on the wrong audiences,
then they can come see your movie.
Yeah. Exactly right. You know, I've used it with StoryFit, and StoryFit has actually found inconsistencies in scripts or things that are missing. That professionals that like CEOs that read the script 10 times couldn't find. Like it really is
remarkable.
Really incredibly helpful. It is. Yeah. But it's also considering the source, right? Because the stuff that StoryFit does not use the internet. Mm-hmm. They have their own closed system that they use. So it can't get buggy, infected by bullshit, by all that kind of stuff. No, but it's
important.
That's the thing. Because there are probably hundreds of thousands of different AI models out there. The one that people are being introduced to right now is a ChatGPT AI model, which is based on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they use it in small... Rebel. Rebel said hi, everybody. She's talking a lot right now. She's very chatty. So, but anyway, she should be a bot because she talks a lot. But anyway, so it's just, I think we just wanted to let people know, like, these are things to consider. This is part of your path. You know, you're in it, whether you like it or not, you know?
Yep. And remember, like, our school is hard. This is one of the challenges we're going to have to navigate. And you just don't be in denial. That's right. The whole thing.
Do not put your head in the sand. Do your best to understand it. Be thoughtful about it, and don't live on headlines.
Excellent. Excellent summary. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without Rebel barking and the other side. Thanks, y'all. I'm going to go shut up my dog.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.